96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Looking for a tractor that's as versatile as it is powerful? Check out the John Deere 2R Series Compact Tractor. This month only at Prairie Land Partners, get a $2,350 bonus when you purchase two implements. Plus, take advantage of huge cash savings. Get more done on your property with the right tools and save in the process. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 3rd of July, sunshine and 65 degrees on our way to a steamy 94 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this Monday morning by City of Emporia Fireworks lead pyrotechnician Bernie Toso. Bernie, how are you, man?
Boy, you make that sound important, Ron.
Well, it is. Yeah. It is.
It's a fun job.
Well, you've been at it for quite some time, have you not?
Yeah, we're trying to still figure it out, but I'm thinking this is 21 years.
21 years. That goes back. That's a lot of...
It was all the way back to the Steve Commons era. Yeah, so...
Whoa.
That's a lot of bombs bursting in air.
Yes, sir. It's been a fun ride. I'm almost finished.
You got one more year to lead the parade?
One more year, and I think I'm going to step aside and turn it over. I'll still be involved, but...
I have a feeling it's going to be hard for you to totally step away. I was kind of thinking about that. Do you have somebody that you're going to hand the fireworks button to here when it's all said and done next year?
I've got a guy in training. He was with us last year. I've got him licensed already. We've done several shoots together. He was with me out at Cahola Lake on one night. Saturday night we shot out there.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And had a good shoot. So he's into it, and Mike Myers is his name, good young guy, and I think he'll be a good replacement. He's got the gumption, he's got the go, and he likes things that go boom, so hey, what more do you need?
That's the trifecta right there. Good stuff. Well, tomorrow night, fireworks here in Emporia, so you've got the explosives in hand and ready to be set tomorrow, is that correct?
Yep, I went up... on Wednesday of last week, and we got the post set for fear that, you know, maybe the college wouldn't be working today, or, you know, who knows how vacations are going right now. Everybody's taking time off, and good for you if you can. But, yeah, the field is set. We have the explosives are in the area, and at an undisclosed location, of course. And so we're ready to go, man. We're going to go at it tomorrow morning. We'll be at the field about 8, starting to set up. I got a good crew for breakfast, and I'll feed my people, and then we'll go get the hammer down, try and get done before it gets too hot in the afternoon.
So you mentioned setting the posts. What are the posts for?
The T-posts are what we attach our racks of mortars to, our mortar tubes. We have 47 T-posts set in the ground right now for our racks. We've got a good show this year. We got around 373-inch shells, 204s, 195s, 26s, 12-8s, 310s, and one big one, just saying.
And around I saw it. That is a big one.
It is a big shell. So... Emporia, you're going to see something you've never seen before. I'll say that.
Ooh, there you go. There's the tease.
We also have a lot of specialty shells this year. So we've got some octopus, some spiders, some real special effect shells. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to have to explain exactly how can we tell whether we're going to see an octopus, a spider, or maybe some of the other categories that you guys may talk about pretty regularly in pyro circles that the rest of us may not know about.
Well, Chuck, let me tell you, you come up and I'll show you which ones are which.
Just let me know when after 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, you just come on up. We'll be there all day. Actually, you can see them if you go to a website, you can search them out there. I don't have the website address with me, so I don't want to you know, maybe I can get it to you guys later and you can show people. But I think the shells are demoed online. You can probably just Google them. But we have several special effect shells this year.
Well, and spider's going to look like spider, right?
A spider's going to look like a spider. A red octopus is going to look like a red octopus. Okay. Hearts, melting hearts are going to look like melting hearts. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, but I'm excited to see them. I actually took some time this year when I was ordering, and I found the category of special effect shells, so I threw about 20 of them in there.
So this is going to be a different show than we've ever seen before.
It is, and we also have included some mines and comets. We had a little trouble in shipment this year from China getting our large cakes, you know, like our finale cakes. So that's going to take us a little bit of time. We have, so I borrowed 73-inch shells or 73-inch mortars, and we purchased shells to make our own finale cakes, I guess, if you will. So it'll be interesting.
Understood. How long do you expect the show to go? Because typically it's a good, what, roughly 25 to 35 minutes worth of show.
Yeah, we try and keep it about 35 minutes at max, just because, you know, that's a pretty long attention span. And I'm kind of shooting for that. Of course, we'll take our time when we go through the special effects shells, you know, so everybody can enjoy them. We don't want to just blow them all up together. So that'll be different for us, too, in setup, because we actually are going to have to figure out exactly where they are and you know, not just accidentally drop them in the finale. So, hey, when you're dealing with that many shells during the day, it would be easy to maybe misplace a few, but we'll do our darndest to have a nice little display there. And I'm going to say probably the first part of the show. Our big surprise will happen about midway through the show, and then we're
the big surprise,
and we're preparing for a great finale this year. Just saying.
So a big surprise will be halfway, and then a big finale. Wow, a lot going on. Fireworks show tomorrow night. Of course, viewing from the Emporia State University campus. So what about the cost? Any difference significantly from last year to this year? What were we looking at?
Actually, you know, the cost is approximately the same. And this year we have more firework tents in town. So, and if not everybody knows, that is what covers the cost of the show. So the fees from those tents, you know, we're not using tax dollars for the show. The fees from the firework tents pay for the fireworks. Yeah. So the more tents we get in town, the more you people go out and buy fireworks, the more tents we're going to have. So keep that going, and we'll have a nice display again next year.
And those fees went up this year.
Those fees went up, and actually our cost, you know, for the last couple years since COVID, we've had some shipping cost increases, like huge shipping cost increases. Like the company we get our stuff from actually goes over to China and goes to the factory, and then they get a container shipped over, or containers shipped over. What used to cost them around $5,000-$6,000 went up to like $20,000 just in shipping.
Wow.
You know, because they didn't have people on the docks, or you know, it was tough there for a while. So shipping costs have dropped. So pretty much our cost is pretty much the same as it has been. Didn't really raise anything there, which is good.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Bernie, you know, one of the things that comes to mind here is just kind of, you mentioned security kind of in a secondary way with the fireworks not on site yet. But how about as far as safety is concerned here for you guys, just to make sure that the show goes off without a hitch and everybody's safe and has all fingers and toes when they come out?
You know, we really take pride in everybody. I have a little classes first thing in the morning, and some of these guys have sat through them for 21 years. But we go through it every time just because you can't be safe enough. These are large shells. They're not like the ones you're doing in the driveway at home. However, they're built basically the same. But so we are really safe doing what we're doing. We don't want anybody really, if you could, if you're a normal walker, jogger, bicyclist, whatever, please don't try and come over and go back on the nature trail tomorrow while we're setting up. We don't want anybody back there while we're doing this. We have enough traffic back there just with ourselves. So that's a big safety factor. And then the Emporia Police, ESU Police, Fire Department, everybody's going to be on hand doing their diligence to keep everybody safe as well. And we want to thank them in advance.
Big show tomorrow night. Campus of Emporia States. Make sure you get your spot, either in that lower parking lot or Welch Stadium will be open as well. And it's going to be a wonderful evening. It looks like weather, not a concern, Bernie. Don't like that.
Man, I looked at the weather this morning on the TV early, and there might be a chance, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed and pray to the firework gods, and hopefully we have great weather tomorrow night.
Well, Chuck tells me probably not until the fireworks show is over.
Well, that'll be nice because we'll be ready for a shower then anyhow.
Yeah. Bring it on right afterwards, you bet.
That's right.
There you have it. All right, Bernie, you missing anything that we want to put in?
Nope. I want everybody to come out, enjoy. Like I say, some of the best seating is in Welch Stadium. Otherwise, just find a place, throw your blanket out there on the field somewhere, relax, set back, and enjoy. Bring some off. The chiggers are bad this year. And enjoy a great show, and happy 4th of July to everybody.
To everybody. Happy Independence Day, that is for sure. Well, Bernie, thanks for giving us some time here this morning, and thank you and your crew for all that you do. This wouldn't happen if we didn't have the team led by Mr. Toso here to put this display on for the community in and around the Emporia area. Thanks, Bern. Good to have you here.
Hey, you bet. Thank you guys for all you do.
All right, Bernie Toso. Lead pyrotechnician, Emporia fireworks display tomorrow night at Welch Stadium, outside of Welch Stadium.
Yeah, on the north side, and starting up dusk, so basically between 9:40 and 10 o'clock is when that'll get rolling. Want to let you know that our newsmaker spots here, even with the holiday tomorrow,